past, as I'm finishing puja, I have a telephone conference with Paris in a few minutes, so you'll have to excuse me if this is both sort of impromptu or spontaneous and simultaneously it's going to be somewhat limited, so I have to end in a little while. It's just as I was telling Gurushakti Prabhu on the way back from our Gurukula closing, or more actually not Gurukula, but it's nursery closing, but coming to Nibrajadham is always a reality check. It's a reality check about what Srila Prabhupada envisaged Krishna consciousness to mean. I don't mean simply the philosophy of Krishna consciousness and somehow or another making do in practicing Krishna consciousness somewhere, but Krishna consciousness under ideal circumstances. Really ideal, so the best that could be offered. Actually, living in cities, as Prabhupada said, is hell. London is hell. Living in big metropolises, which are really the capital of Kali and sin, it's not a fit place for devotees. Devotees shouldn't have to live in hell. We can certainly make the best of any arrangement, but you should only live in hell if you can make a hell of a lot of money for Lord Chaitanya or do a hell of a lot of preaching to spread Krishna consciousness. But other than that, devotees deserve better. They deserve better facilities, and that was Srila Prabhupada's vision of country living self-sufficiency. It was such a wonderful experience being with these children, our five present nursery-age children, two or three of whom are going to be starting school next year, or next year means in the fall, next term. And they have such a wonderful opportunity. And for them, Krishna consciousness is not religion, it's their life. They don't know anything else. That's what they're living, practicing, breathing, and it's so wonderful to see. It's always what I tell devotees, not only who come from outside Hungary to visit here, but devotees who come from other parts of Hungary, is you don't really get to find out what Nibrajadham is all about when you're coming here for a festival. That's a very limited aspect of Nibrajadham. There's, in fact, not only is a limited aspect, but it's a limiting aspect. You don't get to see what life is here. And when devotees come here at other times and participate in the day-to-day life that goes on in between morning program and evening program, construction and the agriculture, Gurukula, tourism, the people that come here are sort of a self-sufficiency handicrafts department, the cow protection, and so many things that are going on. What it's like to come here. It's one thing to come, for instance, and see the cows. It's another thing to be living with the cows, working with them, and serving them. It's even another thing to have your life based around them, to be living with them. So if devotees can, sometimes spare that time, come here not for a festival, not for a break, but actually a break of service where they're coming here to serve. And then you really get an experience of what Srila Prabhupada's concept of Varnashram is all about. Otherwise Varnashram makes for good armchair discussion, philosophical discussion, but it really requires our own space in order to be able to establish it. You can't establish Varnashram, at least in great depth or detail, in towns and cities. We'll try and put on some, or at least we will put on some pictures of this Gurukul event on the site. It was really wonderful for me. It's the fruit of New Brajadam. That's what New Brajadam is about, ultimately. It's the main reason we're here, to give a opportunity for these children to get what we didn't have, which is to really grow up in the ideal atmosphere for being Krishna conscious, really ideal atmosphere. Well, that's it. I'm placing the deities on the altar, and I'm going to have to make my telephone calls.